AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A key Democrat is urging Hillary Clinton to explain herself. California Senator Dianne Feinstein says Clinton's lack of an explanation as to why she used a private email account when she was Secretary of State will hurt her, unless she provides more details.
She is the leading candidate, whether it be Republican or Democrat, for the next president. And I think that she needs to step up and come out and state exactly what the situation is.
Senator Feinstein was on NBC's Meet the Press. Clinton says she turned over all relevant emails to the State Department for review. Thousands marched across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama yesterday, remembering the bloody clashes there 50 years ago between police and demonstrators during the civil rights struggle. Mayor George Evans.
I think it's all wonderful. It's good to have this many people in Selma.
Today, a week-long march begins, retracing the steps demonstrators took in 1965. It begins in Selma and ends Friday with a rally at the state capitol. The U.S.-led coalition has hit an oil refinery near the border shared by Turkey and Syria. This refinery had been captured by the Islamic State group. Our John Gambrell is overseas with word that two separate groups are reporting on this, but it's difficult to get a solid read as to what exactly is happening.
One activist group claimed 30 people were killed in the strike. The other activist group offered no other casualty figures. This happens a lot in the Syrian civil war because no one can really report on the ground due to the dangers there.
Testimony resumes this morning in the Boston Marathon bombing trial. In the first 2 days of testimony, prosecutors called survivors to the witness stand. They described losing limbs in the bombing, which occurred almost 2 years ago now. This is AP Radio News. Given the brutal winter many of us have had, the idea of ice bikes may or may not go over big. Bicycles on ice skates. Here's our Julie Walker.
Ice bike inventor Lisa Florzak says when Buffalo wanted ideas to revitalize the waterfront, she came up with the alternative to ice skating, ice biking.
The Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation maybe thought that maybe it was a little bit crazy. I myself thought it was a little bit crazy. Like, I had no idea if it was going to work or people were going to like it. And in our case, it went over beautifully.
Her ice bike is basically a coaster bike that sits on a rectangular base with blades. Instead of a front wheel, there's another blade, while the rear wheel is studded. They ride like regular bikes, only without the need to balance. I'm Julie Walker.
We're hearing Apple will unveil its smartwatch today. It'll show email, texts, and phone calls, news, and health readings as well. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.